justices in jeopardy. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A liberal group doxing the conservative members of the U.S. Supreme Court, making their home addresses public and calling for protests at their homes next week.
This risks violence against members of the Supreme Court and their families.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who, with Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons, have introduced a bill to provide justices and their families with increased security.
Chief Justice John Roberts speaking out for the first time in public since somebody leaked a draft opinion revealing the landmark decision guaranteeing abortion access nationwide, Roe v. Wade, may be overturned. The Chief Justice saying he believes, quote, one bad apple may be responsible for the leak and calling it, quote, absolutely appalling.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the Supreme Court now surrounded by an 8-foot-tall security fence. As new video surfaces of Disinformation Board Director Nina Jankowicz dismissing parents' concerns about critical race theory being taught in schools, 20 Republican-led states are threatening to sue the Department of Homeland Security, calling the Disinformation Governance Board un-American. State of Missouri is suing the Biden administration, claiming it has colluded with social media companies to suppress free speech.
This is a God-given right. Government's there to protect those rights, not to tell you what you can say and when you can say it. So this lawsuit, it's a landmark lawsuit. We're going directly after the collusion. They're working together to suppress speech, and we're fighting back.
Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt. A SpaceX Dragon crew capsule has just splashed down a few minutes ago in the Gulf of Mexico.
On behalf of the entire SpaceX team, welcome home. Willkommen auf der Erde. It's been an absolute honor to support you on your mission, Endurance crew, and thanks for flying SpaceX.
Three NASA astronauts and one from the European Space Agency back on Earth following a 6-month stint aboard the International Space Station. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The chief spokesperson at the White House confirming her exit is imminent.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki is leaving her role next week and will be succeeded by Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is a historic moment, and it's not lost on me.
Jean-Pierre will be the first Black woman to be White House Press Secretary, as well as the first openly LGBTQ person to hold the job.
I understand how important it is for so many people out there, so many different communities that I stand on their shoulders.
Psaki had signaled she would leave the administration at some point this year. She has not confirmed what she plans to do next. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Federal health regulators are strictly limiting who can receive the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine due to a rare but serious risk of blood clots. The Food and Drug Administration now saying the shot should only be given to adults who cannot receive a different vaccine or specifically request the J&J dose. Chinese state media say 53 people died in a building collapse in the central Chinese city of Changsha. It suddenly caved in April 29th. Only 10 people from that building were rescued. There's another warning about password security.
A survey of over 2,000 Americans on behalf of digital safety platform Aura finding 39% of pet parents have used their furry friend's name for an online password, a stat that rises to about 50% for those 35 to 44 years old. Doing so is risky, with 48% admitting to sharing their pet's name on social media. Aura reps say people tend to create passwords that are both meaningful and easy to memorize for use across various platforms, adding, however, simplicity and ease are two descriptors that should never be used regarding your passwords. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.